28 Shir and Shabbos, Chav Hei Cheshvan Hei Tov Shinon Zayin, November 18, 1976,
and Thursday continued. Yeah, the Gideon says, but this is Shem says, the plige do le have nefe b'yoshu sarabim ul rabono mokim du roi kamles. So in other words, this is what it is Shem is raising, is asking. In other words, alright, you Rashbo, you gave a good talent on the first kasha thesis. Why doesn't Abaye apply the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where the Iker and the Neif are both Levishus Rabbim, and the Iker has Dalda Dalet, the Neif does not have Dalda Dalet? Because it doesn't make any difference, even if the Iker and the Neif have no Dalda Dalet. He's still high. But you didn't give it Eretz on the other kasha that you yourself implied. You Rashbo implied. In other words, why doesn't Abaye apply the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where the Iker is Ovei Ates Rabbim Chatinov and the Neif is Omayom Gimel? So Rebbe says, Shad no Neifei, Bosari Krei, so the Neif, even though it's Omayom Gimel, acquires the status of the Iker, that is Rabbim Chatinov, which is Rabbi, and Rabbonon say, Voyam Rishon Ari Krei, so it doesn't acquire that status. So that's the Hashem of the Tesis Hashem. So we see Hashem Fli, that we much remember the Plige, you could say that the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rebbe is in case where the Iker is Govei Ates and the Neif is Govei Amigimu. So then the Rabbonon say that the Neif does not acquire the status of the Iker. The Lord have a Neif which is Rabbin. Ul Rabbon. He means the Rabbon. So you mock it to a calmless, and it can only be mock it to a calmless. That's why it's potter. Yeah. But when Rebbe says no, it acquires the status of Rishus Rabbi. And then he has another kashi. Veid ha motzah ba'ilim meimar if bi'ilo no'eim in Rishus Rabbim v'nei v'neiti Rishus Ayoch. So he has another kashi. Abaye could mention another king, that the machlis between Rebbe and Rabbonon is in the case where the Ilon, where the Ika stands in the Rishus Rabbim, and the Neif, just the reverse, and the Neif overhangs in the Rishus Ayochi. The Neif overhangs in the Rishus Ayochi. El Chodim Nailok. Chod Maknais. So the Birshus Echod lo imotze la Ashkuche. The Rabbonon have Yikre Rishus Rabbim. The Neif Kamles o imotim Ptu. Ul Rebbe have Ribuse Tvei. The Afilu Neif Ligamre Rishus Acheya. So the Neif Kosat. So it is Yishenim says. So actually, that this is Yishenim is asking that kashet and the Rashbo. He say, you Rashbo, you answer the first kashet of Tesis. But the other kashet you didn't answer. So he is asking them. So what does he say? So he says, Enochanam, Abaye could have mentioned another Ikimte. There is still a third Ikimte. Why only this Ikimte? Abaye could have mentioned another Ikimte. That the Machlekes, between Rebbe and Rabbonon, deals with the case of Ilon Eimi Vishus Rabbim Nevit Lish Ayochi. But the answer is, what's the difference of one against the other? So one is just as good as the other. So Mimele, he mentioned this Ikimte. And then, that is Yishenim here implies, I mean, the Mashor doesn't discuss it as Yishenim. The Yishenim itself is very obscure. But that this Yishenim really implies that it's better to mention this Ikimte than that Ikimte. He could have mentioned that other Ikimte that the Rashbo mentioned, that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon deals in the case where the Iker is Kovei Ates Ram Chatnolov and the Neif is Yisam Gim. But he says when he mentions this Ikimte, so then there is a big achidesh. In other words, because if he had mentioned the Ikimte that the Rashbo mentions, where the Iker is Govei Ates Rab Mechatolo, and the Neif is Govei Ayeze Amidimu, and then Rebbe says that Shadim Neif was Arit, so Memeu the Neif that is Yeze Amidimu also acquires the status of Rishus Rab. And the Rabbonon say that he doesn't acquire. So then we would know that Rebbe goes so far as to say that wish that we apply the principle of Shadin and Neif Basar Ikrei in a case where the Iker and the Neif found the same issues. But we wouldn't know that Rebbe goes even farther and he applies the concept of Shadin and Neif Basar Ikrei in a case where the Iker is in one Rishus, the Rishus Ayochid, and the Neif is in the Rishus Rab. That we will. That we wouldn't know. So now that Abaye applies the machleke between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where the Iker is in the Rishus Ayoch and the Neif is in the Rishus Rabin, and the Neif in the Rishus Rabin, so even though the Iker is non Rishus Ayoch and the Neif in the Rishus Rabin, Rebbe still applies the principle of Chadin Rishus Ayoch. So it's a big achidesh. But here Abaye mentioned the Ukimte that the Rashba mentions, so then one could argue whether it would be very reasonable or not, but he could argue that even Rebbe only applies the concept of Shadin Neifos HaRikrei in the case where the Iker is Goviates Ram Mechatin Olof and the Neif is Yesam Gimel, but they both stand in the Rishus Rabi. So then there is an union of Greire. But where the Iker stands in Rishus Ayochid and the Neif occupies space in the Rishus Rabi, maybe even Rebbe will say, there is no Greire, how could there be Greire? How could a Neif that occupies space in the Rishus Rabi be Nigrer after a Niker that occupies space in the Rishus Ayochid? We could say that. So because of that, Abaye mentioned this again. So that's a big achidish. This is what he says. So look again. Elo, chodim in ayinokan, di bershus echod, because if it had mentioned the Ukimte Birshus Echod, so then we wouldn't know as much as we are advised by the Ukimte of Sheshus. So he says, the Rabbonon have Ikre Rishus Rabim, Vineikre, Nefi Kamel, so nothing too. In other words, so since he mentions this Ikimte, So Mimele, that means that the Rabbonon hold that we don't say Shadin Neifi was a Ikre in any situation. Whether it's long issues or two issues. Or Rebbe have Ribus at Vei. Da fil Neifi we gam Ribus Acher. I Shadin Neifi was a Ikre. Shadin Neifi was a Ikre. This is how, so in other words, so the Marshal, you see, so that's the machlekes between the Marshal and the Marshal in the Pshat Tesis. According to the Marshal, so when he says, "Behold, we make le Abay Ochem Mishim Rafchiz Doriboyim Mokim Dalet Gam Birshus Rabin," so he's giving the Teretz and the second Kash, the Tesis mentions. And according to the Marshal, no, to the first Kash, the second Kash he doesn't give the Teretz. So what's this? So the Teretz is mentioned by the Gilead, by the Tesis he says.
Shir Chof Tess in Shabbos, Chof Ches Keshun Hei Tov Shalom and Zahin, November 21st, 1976,
on Sunday. Now, we are after the Tesis, we're Mechayim Rebbe, אלו בשביל היוחד ביקור, תעתי יום דל. מיר אל רשבו, דימש מלא אם לא נוקח משת היוחד משת הרבי. משת היוחד משת היוחד משת הרבי באמצע. Now, he mentions the case of Mishra Rabbi, Mishra Rabbi, Mishra Yochid, why not the case of Mishra Yochid, Mishra Yochid, Mishra Rabbi, 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 The answer is because here there is a special reason as to why Rebbe is Mechayev. Because it's a Rishta Yochid Mikure, and so we say basically on the Malvina. Vahidi, the Gitten Gerezere, Gabi Hoysi Meles Al Rishagak, Vizokalo, so Kibi Shenichnas, as soon as he gets, enters the Avir of the Chotzer, so then she becomes Mikureshi. Even before it falls to the ground, become a kiman kerebe, yom akvuta ki mishuhun chadami. So, mishuhun chadami. So we sabre the rabbi the Shmuel. So there the Gemara says kiman kerebe. So that means that Rebbe's din is based upon the concept of kvuta ki mishuhun chadami, not because of basic kiman malvidame, So the Rabbi, the Sabbath, the Rabbi, the Shmuel, the Hoche, the Amr, the Chayv, the Rebbe, the Shayoch, the Mikure. And the Du, so the Shmuel, so, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, that they say that Rebbe's Din is based upon the Aloche of, basically, on the Maledome, so the Mele, so why do we say that Toi Seymeres HaRishagad is Okolo? Because there we don't need any anoche. It's only telling that it should be mishtamer in the chotzer. So even before it's noch on the ground, it's already mishtamer in the chotzer. So maybe the chotzer is kind of the get. We saw the rabbi shmuel ochet amud lechayv rabbi shuta yochem mikure. Udi tzorch lishnuye do hosem shmuel ture. As long as it's mishtamek, mishanu hosem alim de rabbonon, afilu tem rabbonon, keep lig rabbonon li shabbes, aber lochem mishim miture. So memeile, it doesn't have to be. So true, that Pluto is lavki mishim uchodam ye. But as soon as it is mishtamek in the chotzer, so memeile, there is the king of chotzer, and she's mibrech. Amai chayek, mishu sayochit komat. So the more as the kash, Dikr Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yud Poshat Balabai Yisib Lechutz Vinos Nusik Kedi Shalom Yamai Chayev Meshus Ayochi Lishta Yochit Komofi Veafilu Mishumeishi Uvid Yudah. So the question is, so why should he be Chayev? But why shouldn't he be Chayev? After all, there is a special Aloche, a special Zasakosu, that Meishik Meshus Ayochi Meshus Ayochi Achas, so is Chayev. So here the Balabais is Meshi the Chayfetz to the Oni. So we could say, because here the Mishneh doesn't deal Dafke with Yutachas. So Teisa says, no, even if the Mishneh has reference to a case of Yutachas, so he still couldn't be Chayev. Why? Vafilu Mishumeshi Yutachas, even if the Balabais and the Oni, so our place in connection with each other, B'yuta Achas, let's say, here is the Balabais, and here is the Rishus HaRabim, and then the Oni is over here, so B'yuta Achas, so he still couldn't be Chayev. L'fi Yerushalmi D'matzvich She'yikablenu She'yinim Yorim. So this is Teisa Shite. The Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So he mentioned the Yerushalmi, that when is there a chiyuv of Meishi in the Yuta Achas, only when he's Mikabil Sheni Miyodi. But in this case, if he puts it, let's say, on the ground, on the floor, there is no chiyuv. And here, if there is a Kabbalah Betrasko, so the Kabbalah is not the Yodei, so there is no chiyuv of Meishit. Because here, the Kabbalah is not in the Yad, the Kabbalah is in the Rishus HaYochid. So maybe there is no chiyuv of Meishit. Now we mentioned at that time that the Shita of Rashi, that's on the Himo and Erev, is to the contrary. And the Rashi Shita is that there is a chiyuv of Meishit. Even if he puts it on the floor of the bais, that's Rashi Shita that from Gimel Leirat. So what will Rashi do? So the answer is, so Rashi will say, because here the Mishnah does not limit itself to a case of a Yud Achas. Teisa says, "Vafilu Mishumeju Yud Achas leMechayev," because Teisa will Shito say, but according to Rashi. So the kasha of the Gemara is, "Amai chayim shayoch lishayochit komafik." So in other words, and of course, when the Mishnah says that the Balabais is chayev, the Mishnah does not limit itself to the case of yudachas. So even to the case of shtei yudeis. So why should it be chayev? Why should it be chayev? All right. Kan lematam yud. So what was Gemara's kasha? Elo traskol shibrishus harabim rishus hayochid. So he shouldn't be chayev. So he's not meitzi. Mishus ayochid, mishus arabi. He's meitzi, mishus ayochid, derech mishus arabi. So lei mitloich rabbi yisib rabbi yud. Die Tanja Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudin Menor et Konobo Shiz Rabbi im Uwe Shitras Luzov Noach Al Gabo of Chaye Jik Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudin Poshba Rabbi Yisrael Lechuz Noach Zikir Shoroni Amar Chaye Mishra Yochit Mishra Yochit Kom Ofik Because we say good achis So the Gemara says Afilu Teim Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudin Ho Som Lemailo Miyud Hoche Lemato Miyud Hoche Lemato Miyud So we cannot say good achis Vim Teim Nei Doshu Sayochit Lo Yahweh רשוס הרבים נאמה לא יעבה אלו כי קרמלס תמו יעמוד גבי השלישו וירוחם דלת ועמי חייב so this is kashi is even if it's למטה מיוד so the male of the trust couldn't acquire the status of a rishus ayoch even a contravis for a beauty but let it be a mocking tool this is kashi but kashi has significance with the rabbonon I mean So every Carmelist with the rice is a mokim too. So this is real kashi is. So let the trasko that the only holds, let it be considered as a mokim too. It's Carmelist alike. So Mele, why should he be chayev? So he's made in effect. He's made in the Balabais is made in Mishus Ayochid, the Carmelist. We mock him too, not Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Rab. V'yesh le'ima, v'in kamol es v'keli, k'mo ish epir ish rash, v'kamon gab v'hoi so kuposi minachas. Now, let's see the rash. Here the Gemara. Let's turn to the Gemara. Of Kuk. Daf ches omed al. The fifth line from the end of the Gemara. Eis ve'ravade bar masne lirot. Hoi so kuposi minachas v'yoshus Rab. Govei ha'asor. ורחוב הדלת הם מטלטלים לא עם מתייכו לישוס הרבים ולא עם מישוס הרבים לישייכו פוחס מכאן מטלטל פוחס מכאן מטלטל So what does it mean? Now let's see the Rashi there So if you have in the street in the Rishus Rabi you have a box, a coupe and the coupe stands in the bar in the Rishus Rabi and it's Govei Asoro and it's Rechov Adalet So it has a dinner for Rishus Ayochid. So Memele, if you take something from the Karka Rishus Arabim and you put it, you take something from the Rishus Arabim and you put it in the kupah, so in effect, you are meitzi, Mishus Arabim, Mishus Ayochid. Or vice versa, if you take out something from the kupah and you put it in Mishus Arabim, so you are meitzi, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Arabim. Pochas mikam mitalt. Let's see the Rashi. Ei mitaltli, the haver is zayochid laatz. Pochas mikam, oi begeva, oi berechas mitaltli. Vim teima, pochas miyud, o chobo dalet, kamlesi, loi gozer abonon li vatule mitiraskeli. Hoi lu kli. Hoi lu kli. So what does Rashi as the Kashi? Why do we say that pochas mikam? So let's say if the kupo, let's say, is 9th vachimai, 8th vachimai, 7th vachimai. So then, you are allowed to take out something from the Rishus HaRabim and put it in the box, in the kupo. But why should you be allowed? True, it's not the Rishus HaYochid, the kupo, but the Kalmulas it is. And one is not allowed to be made from the Rishus HaRabim to the Kalmulas, as long as it's Rechov HaDalet, even though it's not Gavei HaYud. It's Gavei HaTez, Gavei HaChez, Zayin. So Mimele, you should be also that's Rashi's cash. So Rashi says Vimte Apochis Mudu Khovadal Kamlasi, which so the terrace of Rashi is, Loigoza Rabonu Livatula Mikira Scaling, Hoy Lukliu. So in other words, in view of the fact that the whole thing of Kamales is Midrabon. Because in the Mokimtu you're allowed to be made from a Rishus Rabbi in the Mokimtu. You're not even with Rabbonu you're allowed to carry from a Rishus HaRabim in the Mokim Tur. You're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaRabim in the Carmelis, but from a Rishus HaRabim in the Mokim Tur, you're allowed to carry. So the whole din of Carmelis is only in the Rabbonu. So that means, so he says that Loigot Rabbonu Levatule Mitiras Kelim, Hoilukli, in view of the fact that it's a Kele, it's a Kupo. So Mele the Chachomim did not endow it with the status of a Kamles. So Mele, if the Chachomim did not endow it with the status of a Kamles, so what kind of a status does it have? Bokim too. So that writes, it doesn't make any difference whether it has Dalet al Dalet or it doesn't have a Dalet al Dalet. If it's a Kele, so even if it has Dalet al Dalet, it doesn't have a Chaleshem Tavlis. So what is it? It has a Chaleshem Mokim too. Now, if it has a Chaleshem Mokim too, if it has a Chaleshem Mokim too, so maybe it's Mutar to carry from the Rishus HaRabim Mokim too. This is what Rashi says. Now the question is, so how does Tesis say? Now Tesis here is the Kash. B'nei Rishus HaYochim Lehav, Rishus HaRabim Nam Lehav, Elo Ki Kamles, Moyom Gavei Ashlei Shev Rochim Dalet, Lama Yechaye. Now, so the Kash is because it's a Kamles. The whole significance of Kamles is the Rabbonimika significance. So, in other words, whether Kamles or Mokim Tu, it doesn't make any difference. He's still Potter. The difference between Kamales and Mokim Tu is the Rabbonimika difference. So, Mimele, the Kashi of Thesis is, it is a Kamales or it's a Mokim Tu. So, Mimele, why should it be Chayev? Even if it's Lemato Miyut. So, the Balabais, in effect, is meitzi Mioshus Ayochit, not Leshus Arabim, but Le Kamles or Le Mokim Tu. So then Teisa says, Yeshleim Adin Kamles Bekelim, Gmoy Shepirish Rashi, Le Kamon Gabi Hoiso Kupasi Minachas. But Rashi says, that Le Goza Rabbonu Levatule Mitiras Kelim. So in other words, since the whole din of the Rabbonu, since the whole din of Kamles is a Rabbonim Dika Aloche, so the Chachomim did not endow it with the Chaleishen Kamles and Kelim. So mainly it's not a Kamles. So if it's not a Kamles, so what is it? It's a Mokim Tu. So mainly you are allowed to carry from the Rishus HaRabim into the Kupi. Into the Kupi. Because you, one is allowed to be made from the Rishus HaRabim into a Mokim Tu. But that is no Teretz and Teisus Kashe. So why should the Balabais be Chayev? In order to be Chayev, he must be made in Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, not from a Rishus HaRabim into a Kamles, or even from Rishus HaRabim into a Mokim Tu. Mokim Tu. So Eloki Kamles, so why should he be Chayev? We matter you. So what's the Teretz Moshepirish Rashid in Kamal Vikeli? So we have to say that even though Teisves refers to Rashi, so he mentions Rashi, it's similar to Rashi Svore, but there is a difference between Rashi Shite and Teisves Shite. Rashi Shite is that in Kamal is Vikeli, but in Mokim Tu it is. In Mokim Tu it is. Teisves Shite is, no, not only in Kamal is Vikeli, in Mokim Tu Bekelim either. In other words, that the Kele becomes bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. That's the Sashim. And when Rishayim mentioned it, the Rajbo mentions it, that the Kele becomes bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi Shite is not that the Kele becomes bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. Rashi Shite is that the Kele does not have a Chaleis Din Kamles. The Chachomim did not endow a Kele with the Shem Kamles. But the Mokim Tu it can be. Teisves Shite is no. The same svore that Rashi says in regard to Kamles, so Teisves applies it even to Mokim Tu. But it's not the same Shite as Teisves. And according, Rashi Shite is not the same Shite as Teisves. According to Teisves, so Kele becomes bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, if it becomes bottled to the Rishus HaRabim, it's not even Mokim Tu. And the Rashba explains it. Why is a Kele bottled to the Rishus HaRabim? Because when you have a Leveino, if you set up a Leveino in the Rishus HaRabim, so that is going to remain there all the time. So Mimele, it's Kevei HaRishus Bifnei Atz. Mashen Keni Kele, no person will leave a Kele in the Rishus HaRabim. So if he does leave a Kele for Islam, it's for a few minutes only. Who will leave it trustful in the Rishus HaRabim? So it's only for a moment. So since it's not likely to remain there for good, so Mimele, for the duration of the time that it does remain there, it becomes bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. This is the Shita of Teisves. But Rashi Shita is not that it becomes bottled to Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't require a Chalei Shem Kamles. So Mimele, there is a fundamental difference between Teisra Shite and Rashi Shite. Now let's see. Why is Teisves and Rashi Achim? I mean, they apply the same svar. They apply the same svar, but still there is a difference. Rashi says in Kalman is Bekele, and Teisves says not only in Kalman is Bekele, but even in Mokim Ptur Bekele. It becomes bottle of Rishis Rabbi. Now, turn to the Gemara Dafres. Omar Abai, Dafres, after the two dots. Omar Abai, Dafres Omdalet. Zora Kaveres. Kaveres is a cylindrical vessel. In other words, so it's circular. So Gobe Ayud, Virchobovo, is Chayet. Richobovo, Pot. So if the Kaveres, the cylinder, is 10 Fochim high, and the diameter is 6 Tvachim, so then according to the Klal of Kol Amse, the Rebuy Amse, the Trechum Chebelach Seine, so Memele you can inscribe a square. You can inscribe a square of Dalet al Dalet. So Memele, that means that the Kaveres, if it's Govei Ayud and Rochim Vob, so Memele, it is Govei Ayud and Rochim Dalet al Dalet. So it is a Rishus Ayor. So Memele, Zohar Kaveres Rishus Arabi. Govei Ayud, Veino Rechobovo, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid, this Kaveres, so it's Chayit. Rechobovo, Pot. But if the diameter is 6 Vochim, so then you can inscribe a Dalet al Dalet inside, so Mimele, it's a Rishus HaYochid, so it's Potter. So what? If it's a Rishus HaYochid, why should it be Potter? So Rashi says, Rechobovo, Potter. Rechobovo, so let's see the Rashi, the first Rashi. The fifth line, Kaveres Agulo, Gavei Ayud, Kleimer, Afilo Gavei Ayud, Imeino Rechov Avov Vemtzeoso Chayev, Dakat Echifetz Baalmehu, Vein Rishus Laatzi, because it's not a Rishus Ayochi, Lahava Rishus the Raise, Gavei Ayud, Rechov Adalet, Kedamrinam Beirem, the whole Shiur and the Shabbos, or Chim Valach Sunam, the Lavarokuki, Merabbos, or the Seche, or Mavki, which is the Lord of the Rebua, Lemishpacha, the Dalin Roboy, and Lahava Yiguli Korim Rishish. Alright, then he says, Rechov Avov Potea, the Have Rishus Laatzmo. וענן למשכן תמרינות שהוא יוזר כי מחתיהם במלאכתון זה לא זה ולא יוזר כן רישוי so why is רחוב עבוב פותר? Because it is a רישוי היוחיד so what if he is a רישוי היוחיד? Let him be חייב because he was a רייק a חייפס that he is a רישוי היוחיד מרישוי היוחיד רישוי הרבי so he should be חייב so he says because when is רייק חייב we learn it out from Mishkan. So in Mishkan, this Rike took place in connection with Chafotzi, objects. Chafotzi, not in connection, not in connection with Rishuiz. So in Mele, there is no Chiyuv of Zerik and Rishuiz. So if it's Kovei Ayut, or Chob of Ov, so then it has a Chalei Shem Rishuiz Ayochi. So if what is Zerik, something that is not a Mir Chifetz Baalme, but it is a Rishuiz, there is no chiyuv of zirik. There is no chiyuv of zirik. V'im teima b'dolidovei asor namer rishus la'atzmoi doshmo kamles. So Rashi has tikashe. So if there is a special halach that zirik chafotzim is chay, but zirik rishuis is poter, so why only if it is govei asor or chobovov, even if it's not govei asor? Let's see, Govei Atez, Govei Achez, Zayin, he should also be Potter, because the Kaveres is not, because it's a Rishus, it's a Kamales. So he says, Vim Tevelu Yidvei Asor Nama Rishus La'atzmi, Doshmo Kamales, Ahi Lav Midrai Sehav Rishus, Elo Midrabonon, Viloi Lohokil Al Dimretei Robo, Kegen Zu, Shei Potter Mechatus. So Rashi says, Inoch Nami, there is no, Zrike Chiyuf Mitam Zerik for a Rishus, only for Zrikas Chafotzi. So that's the business why if it's Rechov Avov and Govei Ayud, so it's Potter because then it's a Rishus. So yes, even if it's Rechov Avov less than Yud, and even if it's Govei Ayud less than Yud, then Rechov Avov Dalet, so it's also a Kamales, and Kamales is a Rishus. So he says, Kamales is a Rishus with Rabbon, but with Raise, every Kamales is a Mokim Ptur. Mokim Ptur, Rashi Shite, it does not have a Chalishem Rishus. Kamale Rishus Ayochid has a Chalei Shem Rishus. It's a domain. It's a certain kind of a domain. And Rishus Arabim is also a Rishus. Tamles and the Rabbonim is also Elishus. But Mokim Ptur is not even Elishus. Kamales with the Rabbonon is a Rishus, but with Raisa every Kamales is a Mokim Tur, so he doesn't have a Chalishem Rishus, and that's the reason as to why with Rabbonon it's Osea to be Beitzi from a Rishus Arabim into a Kamales and from a Rishus Ayochid into a Kamales, but from a Rishus Arabim into Mokim Tur it's Muta to be Beitzi, from a Rishus Ayochid into Mokim Tur it's Muta to be Beitzi. Why? There is nothing in this Rabbonon. The answer is every Rabbonon must have a certain basis in the Raisa. So too, there is an Isar Itzoy of Meitzim Yashus Rishus. So the Isar Raisa of Meitzim Yashus Rishus applies to a Meitzim Yashus Ayoch Rishus Arabi. But Kamales is not a Rishus. But Midrabonon Kamales is a Rishus. So Midrabonon it's also to be Meitzim Yashus Ayoch Kamales or Yashus Arabi with Kamales. Masheiki Mokim too. So even Midrabonon doesn't have a Chalishem Rishus. So there is no Yisar in Midrabonon. So Mele, so Kamales has a Chalishem Rishus only Midrabonon. It has Chalishem Rishus. But Midraise, every Kamales has a Shem Mokim too. So Mele is Chayeb. Two, there is no Chiyuv for Zerik Rishuais. There is a Chiyuv only for Zerik Chafotzim. But Kamales Midrais is a Chayvetz. It's a Chayvetz. And Mokim Tur is a Chayvetz also, because it doesn't have a Chalishem Rishus. So Rashi, so this is what he says. Vim Tema B'Goy G'voy Asor Anam Rishus La'afroi. To Shmo Kamales, I love Midrais Ahav Rishus. El Midrabonon. Because Midraise, it's a Mokim Tur. So we see a big chiddush in Rashi. That Rashi shita is that Mokim Tur does not have a Chalishem Rishus. Mokim Tur. Kamales, Midrabonon has a Chalishem Rishus. Midraise, every Kamales is a Mokim Tur. Mashein Kain. Rishus Ayochid has a Chalishem Rishus. So maybe if it's Gavei Ayud, Virochi Vob, so Memele is Foter. Why? Because there is no Chiyuv Zeirik for Rishuiz. Only Zrikas Chapotzi. So Memele, Rashi Shite is Vimtei Mapoches Miyud. Urchov Dalet is Kalmalesi. So he says, Loi Godza Rabbonu Livatu Lemitei Raskeilin. So he says that he does not a kele, does not cannot have a chalishem rishus, a kele, because kamales midrabonon, the whole iser of being made mirshus ayochid kamales is based. I mean mirshus arabim kamales or mirshus ayochid kamales is based upon the fact that kamales midrabonon has a chalishem rishus. But if it wouldn't have a Chalishem Rishus, so there would be no Yisam Rabbonon, because the Chachomim didn't invent new Yisurim. All the Yisurim Rabbonon are based upon certain categories of the Raisi. Of the category of the Raisi is, consists in Meitzim Rishus Rishus. That's a certain category. So Kamales mit Rabbonon is a Rishus. So Memele, there is an Yisam Rabbonon. But Mokim Ptur, even mit Rabbonon, he does not have a Chalishem Rishus. Now, a Kele cannot have a Chalishem Rishus. Why? Because what's the definition of a kele? A kele is a functional object. That's something that fulfills a certain tashmish, a certain function. So mimele, it cannot have a chalishem rishus. It cannot have a chalishem rishus. So mimele, if it does not have a chalishem rishus, so what is it in effect? It chayvetz. So mimele. If it's a chayfet, so mimele, there is no isa of even rabbanon of meitzim yashus rishus, but the kele can be mokim tur. Why? Because Rashi shita is that mokim tur does not have the chalishem rishus. So there is no stira between the kele, which by definition in its essence is a functional object, which is something entirely different. Ten of issues, and the Mokim Tur, because the Mokim Tur, no Mokim Tur is of issues. So Mimele, there is no inconsistency between the Chalishem Kele and Mokim Tur. Now, this is Rashi Shita. מה שאין כן תסווה שיטה. תסווה, so רשא לשיטוס, רשא explains the Gemara of Abai, of זו הקברס לשוסרד, of זו הקברס לשוסרד, גובי היהוד אין רחוב עבוב, is potter because there is no chiyuv of zrikas reshut. But teisves, I mentioned already the teisves. Teisves says here in Shkobo, shisho potter, shakaveres atzmo nasis reshus ayochid. Ki shetanuach, viav vekizirik reshus ayochid, reshus ayochid, der reshus arabim di potter. Ki dikom alil, do yal, zirik meish. ואפילו רב עקיבא דאמר מלכותא, כי משום חדם יוכל פוטר, דכל מוקי משום נחס, חושב רשות היוכל. So I mentioned that one, I think more than once, that the pshat in Tesvis is that Rishus HaYochid, when you park, let's say, a car in the Rishus HaRabin, in the street, so I'll be in, it's not noch in the street. It's noch in its own Rishus. When you park a car in the street, it's like building a building in the street. So then what you say, that the building rests in the Rishus HaRabin, just because you build it on the karka. And the karka that heretofore was the karka Rishus HaRabin? No. So the same way, if you park a car in the Rishus HaRabin, so it's noch in its own Rishus, it's not noch in the Rishus HaRabin. The Maral Miprok on Shabbos, so he says that as his own chiddush, that when a Rishus HaYochid rests in the Rishus HaRabin, so it's not al pedin, it's not noch in the Rishus HaRabin, it's noch in its own Rishus. And he assumed that the pshat and tesis is something else, but I don't see why we have to say that the pshat and tesis is something else. It seems that this is what tesis is saying. So it's not the Maral Meprok's chiddush. Tesis is saying that when a Rishus HaYochid is placed, when you set up a Rishus HaYochid on the karka Rishus HaRabim, so then it doesn't rest in the Rishus HaRabim, but it rests in its own issues. So Memele, when you are Zirik Kaveres, that is Govei Ayud, and Rechov Avov, that's a Rishus HaYochid. So whenever it falls, that's the Anoche. And it's the Anoche, so where is the Anoche? In its own Rishus, in the Rishus HaYochid. So Zirik, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. So that's why he's Potter. That's why he's Potter. So that is only Shayach by Rishus HaYochid. So Teisves doesn't accept Rashi's pshat because you are potter from Zrikas Rishuis. So Memele, according to Teisves, we can say that in Mokim Ptur, so Rashi has a hechach. Rashi Rishitosi has a hechach that Mokim Ptur does not have a Chalishan Rishus. But Teisves does not have the hechach. So Memele, Teisves can very well say that a Rishus HaYochid, that a Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishan Rishus. A Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishan Rishus. That's why Teisves Shita here is that he applies the same Lomdes as Rashi says, Gabi Huysu Kaposim Menachas. But whereas, according to Rashi, it only implies a Kele is Mufke of Karmelis, but it's not Mufke of Mokim Ptur. So why does Rashi distinguish between Karmelis and Mokim Ptur? Because Rashi Lishito say, Rashi Shita is that the Mokim Ptur does not have a Chalishan Rishus. Does not have a Chalei Shem Rishus. Whereas Karmelis Mir Rabbonon has a Chalei Shem Rishus. So Mimele, if it has a Chalei Shem Rishus, the Chalei Shem Rishus is inconsistent with the Chalei Shem Kele. Because the Kele, by definition, is a functional object. A Rishus is something entirely different. Mashein Kele. So only Karmelis is inconsistent with the Chalishan Kele. Mashein Kele Mokim Ptur, that does not have the Chalishan Rishus, is not inconsistent with Chalishan Kele. So a Kele can become a Mokim Ptur. Mashein Kele Teisves Lishitosei, Teisves Shite is that the Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishan Rishus. Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishan Rishus. So Mimele, if a Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishan Rishus, so Mimele Teisves says, for the same reason that a Kele cannot be a Kamales, because a Kele is something other than a Rishus, it's a functional object, so a Kele is something other than a Mokim Ptur too, because according to Teisves, a Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishan Rishus. So even though Teisves refers to Rashi, but there is a fundamental difference between Teisves Shite and Rashi. Alright. Kosher Levi. Ma'olu al daiti shalamach. The al kochach yoda. The masnis mailer mailer miyut. The loypir kadu rabbi yisib rabbi yude. The cholim mailer miyut. Avem okim ptur. Vule mechayer likol alme. Vim kei mai porich mi rabbi yisib rabbi yude. Hom milse di pshidli. The lo mailer miyut. Lo yhaver ishus ayochi. Because the avir. And there we cannot say, well, a kele becomes bottled to the rishus arabi. So, when do we say that the kele becomes bottled to the rishus arabi? If it is set up within the avir of rishus arabi. So the avir itself is not rishus arabi. How can it be bottled to the rishus arabi? So it certainly should be a mokim ptur. Vim kei mai porch me rabbi yisib rabbi yudeh, hom mil se di pshite yidu mailu mi yud lahab rishus ayochi. Dot nali kamen ba'azire, chul yes abeir va'asela, shim gevoyim yudu uchovim dalet, haneitl mehen, vaneisen al gabon, chayev poches mitam poter, upshite rabbi yisib rabbi yudu lahayir elu mailu mi yud. Dan. So this is Yishenim, gives it terms. Oma marash, di mikores al gdaitor, di masnis naire, le mailu mi yud. Vishule achal kolo, le mato mi yud. Viles le gudachis. We have a shule akalkolo, rishus arabim. So memele, the shule akalkolo is beneath yud. Let's say it's tes, ches, the shule akalkolo, the ground of the trasko. So memele, it can be a rishus arabim. So it's not a mokim tu, not a mokim tu. Now there is a very elaborate a rajbo on this gemara. Now the Rashba also asks the same kash. Ma'ol al daiti shal makash. How could the makshness know that masnis ma'ir le matem yud? That the Mishneh deals with le ma'ir le matem yud. How could the Makshin assume that the Mishnah is reference to the Milo Mi? Alright, turn if you have the Rajbah, turn the Rajbah. Tafei. Hodi Amrinon, or Traskubish is a Rabbi Rish Sayochidi, when you go to Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yud, Kashi, wo masnitz al-Kol, chom will matem yud Milo, di Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yud, epshit le Milo Mi Yud. So why should the Makshin say Leime Masnisni Loi Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yud? Di Lemate Miyud Lahav Rishus Ayok U Masnisni Yifir Kazer Yitnan Chul Yisabeya Vaasela Bizman Shein Reim Yud U Chobin Dalet Anit Mela Nisal Kamu Chaye Pochas Mikampot Vitayin Likamu Gela Shil Kobeya Yud U Chobin Dalet Vizuy Rishus Ayok Yidmu Velu O Begim Alright, let's take this cash Viike Mirabuse Dikos Ve. So in other words, what does it mean, Ve'alu b'gimgum? It probably means the teretz mentioned by the case of Yishen. Alright. V'yikem rabbuse dikos vodim asnisim afilo l'maylo miyud. V'yavol gavdo l'maylo miyud v'yishus arabim mokim p'turu. Kibi dikaymo l'an ha-meitzi maso l'maylo miyud chayev v'chin ha-mavo v'yishus arabim l'maylo miyud chayev ho'chename avo p'shiyo disholoni l'maylo miyud ha-meisim seichet l'meisim v'yishus arabim. We see a lot mishmait in the Ochid action and trust Mishus Rabbi Mishus Ayochid. So what is the teretz of the rabbis of the Rashbo? They say that the Makshin assumed the Mishnah's reference to the Ma'alom Yud. But then you ask, how could the Mishnah have reference to the Ma'alom Yud if it's the Ma'alom Yud? Why even the Balabais puts it in the hand of the Oni, who stands in the Rishus Arabim, and the hand of the Oni is the Ma'alom Yud. So he's, in effect, he's Neisim L'Mokim Ptur. So the Rabbi Yisrael and the Rashba say, no, he's not in Neisim L'Mokim Ptur, because Rabbi Lozar says, the Aloche, Hameitzi Maser L'Mailo Masoro Yischayev, Shecheinu Yom Asob Niko, so there is a special Aloche, that he's Chayev, even though he carried it above his shoulder, that he's L'Mailo Yud. So here too, since it's the Gufei Shaloni or the Yodi Shaloni, even though the Yodi Shaloni is a Ma'alom Yud, and when the Balabais puts it, so he's still high. So the Rashba is Masikan. Ve'ininir, me'ina mikamaton, chode, the Hameitzi l'mas l'maylo, or yamavir l'maylom Yud, the Chayev, al kol chodavke bodamechot, she'im idlofi. Kirazgut, v'amlochazgut, v'amlochazgut, the main kasha of the Rashba. So the Rashba is massive, is chilik on the Rabbeis of the Rashba. The Rabbeis of the Rashba say, just as Rabbi Elazar says, Hameitzi maso lemailo maso is chayim, shechein hoyo maso nikos. So even though he carried the object on his shoulders, that is my maso, he's still chayim. So the same way, if a person stands in the vicious Arabi and he has his hand lemailo miyut, and then the Balabais puts it in his hand lemailo miyut, so he's also chayim. So the Rashba says, no, when does this aloche of Hameitzi maso lemailo maso chayim apply to a case where there is a change of position, where there is a Maisa Anoch, where there is a Maisa Akira and the Maisa Anoch, but here the Oni has been standing for a long time in the same position. And then as he was standing in the resting position, the Oni, so with his hand stretched out, the Balabais put it in his hand, so then he's potter, because what difference does it make whether the Balabais puts the Chayfetz in the Oni's hand, that is Lemayel Masoro, or suppose there is a shelf in the Rishis HaRabim, Lemayel Masoro, and the Balabais would put the or an Omud, shelf, an Omud, so, and would put the Chayfetz on the Omud, or on the shelf. It would be Potter. So the hand of the Oni, who has been standing there from before in that position, is like an Omud. So he's Potter. What's the Machlekes between the Rabbeis of the Rashba? So we have a fundamental machleket between the Rabbeis of the Rashba and the Rashba. Now, there are several shittes here. Here we have two shittes, the Rabbeis of the Rashba and the Rashba. But there is a third shitte. That's the shitte that the Miri Neirabim and Teisves Neirabim Daflamet Gimel also mentions that, the same shitte. And so Teisves Neirabim Daflamet Gimel says, the true Rabbi Elazar says, Hameitzi maso lemailo maso chayev shechinoi maisov nikos. So that Yalfuse only tells us that even though the carrying took place, lemailo maso is still chayev. So it's considered as if he carried it lemato maso. But when he makes a stop, he has to put it down below aso. In other words, even, let's say, suppose a person would carry lemailo maso, he would carry Dalet Ames a chayfetz on his head, on his shoulder. Let's say on his head, something that's derech hamitzin. Usually, if you carry something on your head, so it's not derech hamitzin. But suppose it is a kind of a chayfetz with derech hamitzin, not up on the shoulder. He's a tall person, so it's lemailo miyut. So if he would carry something on his shoulder, let's say a parcel on his shoulder, and it's lemailo miyut, and then at the end of Dalet Ames, when he stops, so according to Teisves in Erev and Daf Lamed Gimel, he will not be chayev, unless when he stops, he lowers it to Limatomi. Why? Because if he doesn't lower it, so Mimele, even though he stops, so Mimele, it's not considered, there is no anoch. Why shouldn't we say that Hanochas Kufei ki Hanochas Chayfetz Dome? So the answer is, when can we say Hanochas Kufei ki Hanochas Chayfetz Dome? If the Chayfetz and the Guf happen to be in one Rishus, Mashiach can hear in this case, where he carries a parcel on his shoulder, and the parcel is Lemaila Miyut. So even though it's the same Mokim, is the same Mokim, but that's already Mokim too. So mainly we cannot say Anochas Gufi Kanochas Chayfetz according to Teisves. So even if there is a Maisa Anoche, we cannot apply the principle of Anochas Gufi Kanochas Chayfetz according to Teisves. So true, we have Yalfuse for Masad Nikos. The answer is, without the Yalfuse of Masad Nikos, so if someone carried over the Dalet Ames Lemailo Miyut, so even if at the end of the Dalet Ames he'd put it down on the floor of the Rishus HaRabim, the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, he still would be potter, because of what avail is the fact that the Hanoche is on the Rishus HaRabim, but the Etzem carrying was in the Mokim too. So because of that, the Yalfuse from Asif Nikos tells us, no, that even though it was carried Lemailo Miyut, it's considered as if he had been carrying it Limatomiyut. That's the scope of the Yalfuse Famasim Nikos. But the Yalfuse Famasim Nikos doesn't tell us that even the Anochas Gufe, that is Lemaila Miyud on the shoulder, when he stops, he's considered like Anochas Gufe Lemaila Miyud. That the Yalfuse doesn't tell us. So Mimele Teisves Nerem Daflamit Gimel says that even with the Yalfuse of Masim Nikos, he's only chayev if at the end of the Aledames he puts down the parcel. To the Karakarishus Arabim, or the Cholapoches, to a lower position on his goof, let's say he puts it down in his pocket that is lower than Yutvochi. Otherwise, he's put there, in spite of the Alfuse, because the Anoche is lacking. The Anoche Rishus Arabim is lacking. That's Teisa Shite. In Erev Nachlam Gimun, the Miri also mentions that Shite, is one more Shite. But both the Rabbeisa of the Rajbo and the Rajbo Achilik of Tisvis. But the Rajbo holds, if a person carries a Chifetz L'mayla Miyut, Dalet Ames, and then he makes his stop, so then he makes Hanochas Gufei, so then he's Chayev, even though he doesn't put down the parcel on the Karki, and even though he doesn't lower the position of the parcel in his own Guf. Why? Because the Rajbo Shite is that the true indeed, as Teisus Neirav holds, that the Alfuse, the extent of the Alfuse from the Alfuse of Masek Nikos tells us that even though it was carried L'mayla Miyut, so it's considered as if it was carried L'mata Miyut. But then there is another shail, another problem. How about Anoche? So the reason as to why he's chayev, even if he doesn't put it down on the karaka, and he doesn't lower the position of the parcel to the Lemaila Miyud, is because of the concept of Anochas Gufik, Anochas Chayfetz Vameh. So, but according to the Rajbo himself, so when do we apply the principle of Anochas Gufik, Anochas Chayfetz, when there is a Maisa Anoche? So, or when there is a Maisa Kire? So when a person, let's say, has a parcel on his goof, or in his hand, and then he's Eker, he changes his position. So it doesn't mean that he was Eker the position of the feet. He was Eker the position of the feet of the goof, and the whole load that is upon the goof. And when he makes Anoche, he makes Anoche, so it doesn't mean that only his feet assume the new position on the karake. His feet is goof, and the whole load on the goof, when there is a Maisa Anoche, Mashein can hear the Oli. He's standing there, and then the Balabais puts it in his hand that is raised by Maila Miyud, so then it's not considered as if he put it on the floor, on the karke. If he makes a Maisa Anoche, so he makes a Maisa Anoche on the karke, in a new, put a new spot. So then it means that he makes a Maisa Anoche on the new spot, on the new position, not only with his feet. He made a Maisa Anoche with his goof and the whole load that is on his goof. A person, when a person assumes a certain position, he doesn't mean he assumes a certain position for his feet only. For his whole body, he assumes a certain position. And not only the body, the load that is on the body too. Only when there is a Maisa Anoche. Mashiach can hear in this case, the only is standing. And then the Balabais puts it in his hand. So then, there is no Maisa Anoche L'matim Yud on the Karaka, which is Rabbi. There is a Maisa Anoche in the hand. And where is the hand? The hand is L'matim Yud. This is the sheet of the Rajbo. Mashiach can the Rabbeisa of the Rajbo. They say that the same concept of Anochas Gufik, Anochas Chayfetz Vameh. So Anochas Gufik, Anochas Chayfetz Vameh, now the Ritva in Erev mentions the name of Arab Rav Shneya. So he says that the Pshat in Anochas Gufik, Anochas Chayfetz Vameh is that when a person stands on a certain spot in the karake, so it means that the Chayfetz is also Munar Biragla. It's Munar Biragla. So the Rabbeisof of the Rajbo apply it even to a case where there is no Maisa Anoche. As long as there is a state of Anoche on a certain spot on the Karake. So, Memele, that means when a person, let's say, He's standing on a certain position. He has been standing there for a long time. There is no Mais Anoche now. So he has been standing there. So he's standing where? On a certain spot in the Karkarish is Rabin. So it doesn't mean, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rajbo, it doesn't mean that just his feet rest on that spot. It doesn't mean that his feet rest on that spot. His hand also rests on that spot. Now let's say the feet itself, I mean, goes up. So does it mean only the bottom, the heel? I mean, that stands. I mean, the whole group stands. So if a person stands on a certain spot, it means that the whole group stands. This hand also stands and rests on that spot, where the feet stand, without the Mais Anoche. So that means that hand, if the only has been standing there on the karke, so it's not only that the feet have been standing and resting on the karke. The whole group has been standing and resting on that spot. So when the Balabais puts it there, in effect, it is considered as if he had been putting it on the floor, on the karke. And according to the Rajbo, we only say it if there is a Mais Anoche. But if there is just a state of Anoche, not a Mais Anoche, we don't say it. This is what he says. When in Nira Beinai, we come a time, Chodet amitz lemailo yamabe lemailo miyut lechayev al kochi davke bodamechot sheo omad lofush da akira zgubi vanocha zgubi ka akira zwa anocha schreiv izdome umishim gudamrin lo masab nikos elo im nicho bimokim acher davke kishim nicho limato megimu. So there is one thing that is remarkable in the Rashbo, and he says umishim gudamrin lo masab nikos. So isn't he say so himself? At first he says the chayav al kochi davke bo de mechot shomad lofish da akiras guf van lochas kufi ka akiras van lochas chayiv. So in other words, he negates the shite of teisves nerem da vamed gimel that even hamitzil mailo maso is chayav, so it's only chayav if he puts it down when at the end of dalet. So from the Rashbo it's mashma even if he doesn't put it down. And even if the parcel remains on his shoulder as the Malam Yud, he's still chayev. Why? By applying the principle of Anochas Gufik and Anochas Chayiv Vizdomi. So in other words, so that means that it's not based upon the Alfuse of Masav Nikos. The Alfuse of Masav Nikos only tells us that in regard to the carrying the Malam Yud, so it's considered that it was a carrying, it's considered like a carrying the Matam Yud. But as far as Anoche is concerned, so it's not based upon the Alfus of Masav Nikos, but that's based upon the principle of Anoches Guf Anoches Chayiv Dome, which is a Svore. So he says, but then he says, Umishim Gamrilo Masav Nikos. No. Why? That is not Gamrilo Masav Nikos. Only the other ingredient, you see, because there are two ingredients. First of all, you have to carry it over a distance of Dalet Ames, and then you have to make Anoche in the Rishus Rabin. So with Luke, according to the Rashbo, so why is it Chayev insofar as the ingredient of carrying it over a distance of Dalet Ames is concerned? So that's because of the Alfus. But, so the Alfus tells us that it's considered as if he had carried it over a distance of Dalet Ames, Limatomim. But then, there is another ingredient. He has to make Anoche in the Rishus Rabin. Why is it Chayev? Where was the Anoche in the Rishus Rabin? That's because of Anoche's Gufik Anoche's Chayvet. So this is how it appears from the beginning of the Rashbos Loshen. And then he says, Umishim digamrinu o mimasob nikos. So the pshat is as follows. Now, what is Teisa Shite in Neirav Nachwam and Gimel? What is Teisa Shite in Neirav Nachwam and Gimel? That even though we have Yalfuse from Masav Nikos, so Yalfuse from Masav Nikos only tells us that even though it was carried over the Dalet Ames Lemailo Miyud, not in the Rosh Hashanah, so he's still Chay. But as far as Anoche in Rosh Hashanah is concerned, Yalfuse doesn't tell us anything. So in the Hanami he has to lower it. He has to put it down, the parcel, at the end of Dalet Ames. So Yalfuse doesn't tell us anything about it. But then the question arises, true, the Alfuse doesn't tell us anything about Anoche, but let the Anoche be considered as the Anoche Lematen Yud without recourse to the Alfuse for Matan Nikos, because of the concept of Anoche's Gubik Anoche's Chayfet. So we just said before that just as we, Teisa Shite is, that just as in the case where the hand is in one rishus and the goof is in another rishus, then we don't say anochas gufik anochas reifes. When do we apply the principle of anochas gufik anochas reifes? Only when the hand and the goof are in the same rishus. Some emele. So, but there it has reference to a case where there is, it's in two different bekemes on a horizontal plane. So the goof is in the rishus harabim and the hand in the rishus hayachid. So the goof and the hand are in two different bekemes on a horizontal plane. So according to Tesis, just as we say that aloha fanochas gufik anochas reifes dome does not apply to a case where it's in two separate places on a horizontal plane. So when the goof, let's say, and the yad are in two different places on a vertical plane, let's say the goof is lematamiyu, he stands on the kakarishus rabbit, and the hand is raised lemailamiyu, so they are in two different places on a vertical plane. So the same, we apply the same svar. In other words, since on a vertical plane lemailamiyu is a different, is not the same rishus as lematamiyu. So mainly we cannot apply the principle of anochas gufei ikan anochas reifes on it. That's teisa shite. So mainly the Rashba holds that if not for the alfuse of mass of nikos, we would say like teisves, and we couldn't apply it vis-a-vis the hanoche, the requirement that the hanoche has to be in the rishus rabim. So we couldn't apply the principle of anochas gufei ikan anochas reifes in the same way as we can't apply the principle of anochas gufei ikan anochas reifes in the case where the goof and the yad are in two different places on a horizontal plane. So in the case where the goof and the yad are in two different places on a vertical plane, we shouldn't be able to apply the principle of anochas gufei ikan anochas reifes, as Tesis says. But there is a shechino yomasev nikos, and apparently the masev nikos, when they stopped, they didn't lower the masse. They didn't put it down on the ground. They didn't lower it. They kept it in the same position. So memele, the xerosakosuf of masev nikos tells us two alochas. One aloha is in regard to the ingredient of carrying it. There are two ingredients in the maisa avere of mavir dalet ames v'shus harabim. One is that he has to carry it over a distance of dalet ames, and the other ingredient is that he has to make the hanoche. He has to make the hanoche in the rishus harabim. So the alfuse of masav nikos tells the student, in respect to the ingredient of the maisa avere, that he has to carry it over a distance of dalet ames, so the alfuse of masav nikos tells us that even though actually it was carried throughout the Dalet Ames, but it's considered as if it had been carried, and then vis-a-vis the other ingredient that there has to be anoche in the Rishus Rabim, not anoche mokim ptur. So the Yalfuse from Masav Nikos tells us that there is a fundamental distinction between the goof and the yad being in two different places on the horizontal plane, and the goof and the yad being in two different places on the vertical plane. If the goof and the yad are in two different places on the horizontal plane, the person stands here, let's say, in the rishus hayochid, and his hand is stretched out to rishus harabim, or vice versa, so then we don't apply the principle of anochas gufik anochas reifes dame. Mashein kein, if it's the goof and the yad are not in two different places on a horizontal plane, but they are in two different places on a vertical plane. So the alfuse from Masav Nikos tells us that it's considered that the goof and the place, the goof and the yad are in the same okim. Why? That is one of the dinim that the alfuse of Masav Nikos tells us. In other words, you see, when you consider it, let's say, two different points on the horizontal plane, then al-pidim they are considered as two different kings. But two separate points on the vertical plane are al-pidim considered as one. You see, this, the point here, and the point here on the horizontal plane are considered two kings. But the point here and the point here on the vertical plane is considered one. Even though it's even though here it's Mokiptur and here the Bader, it's a Rishus Rabbi, but Al Bedin is considered one Mokim. So Memele, we cannot apply that principle that where it's in two different Mekemes, so the Aloche of Alochas Kufik, Alochas Chayfet doesn't apply. No, because here it's considered one Mokim. Why should we say it's considered one Mokim? But after all, the top, the Mokim above with you is Mokim Do, and the Mokim at the bottom is a Rishis Rabbi. That Gufe is one of the dinim that the Alfuse of Masav Nikoska. Alright, now then, it's not necessary. I see that most of you don't have the Rashbo, so I don't want to go over the whole Rashbo. So here the Rashbo raises the question. The Rashbo raises the question: how could a Makshin have his alternative that the Mishnah has reference to the Milam Yud? If it's a Milam Yud, how could the Mishnah say that the Baal Bayis is chayev when he puts it in the hand of the Odi? So it's a Milam Yud, he's Mokim Tur. So then he mentioned the Teretz of the Rabbeis of, that they say no, because since it's in the hand of the Odi, so Mimele we apply the Aloha Panochas Kufik Anochas Chayvet Dome, and Mimele it's not, so he should be chayev. And the Rashbo is masik. We can't apply the Aloha Panochas Kufik Anochas Chayvet Dome if there is no Maisa Anoche, just the state of Anoche. We can't apply it. So Mimele the Kashi remains. So how could the Makshin have his Alkadaitoch that the Mishnah is reference to the Milam Yud? If it's a Milam Yud, how could the Mishnah say that the Balabais is higher when he puts it in the hand of the one? So then the Rashba gives another time. Elohochekom. Oh, umistabri. The Kushia mini korales. The Hodiko Makshe. Traskel Bershus Arabim, Bershus Ayochidi. Lovely memro. The Mashmalo Masnissen Bil Milam Yud. Elohochekom. Me the make mess must listen be shekidlo only be traskel shabiyodi. But if you have a bay is chayet, almost will only tane, the traskel will probably reshus me nafshe. Ki omu do itel go beyo le mailo me gimu, di bo shus arabi, chilke reshus le atzman. Luli es kamo le se mokim to. So in other words, there's a rajbe shite, and that's also the teisa shite, he said. In other words, that the kele is not chilke reshus le atzman, it becomes bottled to the reshus arabi. So this is what the Makshin meant. Since you, Tarzan, say that the Mishnah deals with Traskel Shebiyot. So Mimele, that means, so is Chayev, but the Traskel should be Mokim Tur. The answer is no. A Kele is not Chelik Rishus Latzme. And the Kele becomes bottled to the Rishus Rav. He doesn't become a Kamles, he doesn't even become a Mokim Tur. He doesn't even become a Mokim Tur. Al Mesirul Itali di Traskel, Ipolik Rishus Lafshe. Ki amu do itel gobeyo le mailo migimu. Di bo Rishus Arabim chilke Rishus Latzmon. Li es kamo le somokim tu. Because so batane di keilim in chilke Rishus Latzmon. In kei in polik at Rabi Yisim Rabi Yudeh. Di lo Rabi Yisim Rabi Yudeh. Af lo Rishus Ayochid Ave. Si u Rishus Gomu de Raise. Bizman si u Rishus Arabim le mailo miyud. Li kolchkin si yechalik Rishus Latzmon. Vi Rishus de Rabono li es kamo le slumata miyud. Di nosim balabayis le seich ripot. Should be put. Umshane. Oy, shenot al misei chopotu, di mokim pot mokitu, v'av ob gav dichshin migimu v'adyut chayev, ma she'in kein biyamu v'viteil, holy tashi, di odo min nasa rishus, olay midrashus, v'chol shiyo v'tich rishus rabim, da'in lemata miyud ari v'kimun avoret, av lemayla miyud af al pi shal nasa rishus, mikol mokol inok rishus rabim, v'ligor amitok b'keis lemayla miyud. Look, it's there, yeah. So what does the Rashba say? He says that the pshat in the Makshin said to the Talatzin, since you say that the Mishnah deals with Traskel Shebiyodei, so the question arises, Taskon should be Yodei, it should be Chelik Rishus La'atzmei, it should become Mokim Ptur, a Karmeles in the Mokim Ptur. So what must you say? That the Kehle is not Chelik Rishus La'atzmei. It becomes neither a Karmeles, nor a Mokim Ptur. It becomes bottle to the Rishus Arabim. So Memele, you have to go one step further and conclude and draw the conclusion that this Mishnah is not in accord with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudei. Because according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudei, so the Trasko, if it's Lemailo Yud, can even be, if it's Yud, so it's Koveya Yud, so then it is Koveya Rishus, it can even constitute Rishus Ayochid, it certainly should be Koveya Mokim Ptur, if it can be Koveya the Rishus of a Rishus Ayochid, if it can become a Rishus Ayochid, it certainly should be capable of constituting a Rishus of a Mokim Ptur, of a Karmeles. Karmeles, and it shouldn't be bottled to the Rishus Arabi. It shouldn't be bottled to the Rishus Arabi. And Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda could not agree with this Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda says, because according to Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda, if a person will hold a trasko, Lemalem Yud, it will be given a Rishus Mishnah Atzmei, the trasko will become a Rishus Ayochi. So if it can become a Rishus Ayochi, it certainly could become a Mokim Ptur if it's less than Yud Lochi. So, and the Mishnah says it doesn't become a Mokim Ptur. So then the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah deals with Lematamiyut. So, Mimele, when does Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda say that the Trasko can become a Rishus Ayochid? That is, if the Trasko is Lematamiyut. So, if the Trasko is Lematamiyut, so Mimele, it cannot become bottled to the Rishus Rabbi. Because, where is it? It occupies space, Lemailo Miyud, in the Mokim Ptur. How can it become bottled to Rishus Arabi? Where it occupies space, it's not a Rishus Arabi, it's a Mokim Ptur. But if it's Lemailo Miyud, so then it occupies space, if the Trasko is Lemailo Miyud, so it occupies space in the Avir Rishus Arabi, then it cannot be Kevei Rishus. So in other words, the Rashbo is saying in effect that the just as a Kehle cannot be Kiveya Rishus Bifnei Atzmei in a Rishus Rabin, it cannot constitute a Mokim Ptur or a Karmeles, so it certainly could not constitute a Rishus Ayochid. It's even more so that it couldn't constitute a Rishus Ayochid. So that's a Gemore, and when can it, and when does Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda say that the Trasko does constitute a Rishus Ayochid if it's Lemailo Miyud? So then it occupies space in the Mokim Ptur. So it cannot become bottle. But suppose, so then it will follow, suppose you have a Trasko, you have a Rishus Ayochid, and the Trasko is not higher than Yutvachim, but exactly Yutvachim. Exactly Yutvachim. Not a Mashu. More than Yutvachim. So that means that the whole Trasko will penetrate space in the Avir Rishus Arabi. It doesn't bulge above the Yutvachim of the Avir Rishus Arabi. Just, let's say if you have a coupe that is exactly Goveya Yutvachim, not Imashimo, not Yut plus, but exactly Yutvachim, and it's Rochim Dal. So then it couldn't be Goveya Rishus, it couldn't become a Rishus Ayochid. It couldn't become a Rishus Ayochid. Because a kele becomes bottom to the rishus in which it is set up. So just as it cannot be kevea the rishus of the Mokim Ptur or the rishus of the Karmeles, it certainly couldn't be kevea, the Rashba says, the rishus of a rishus ayochid. Rishus ayochid. Because it should be bottom. But if it occupies space in the Mokim Ptur, then it can be kevea rishus. But if it doesn't occupy space in the Mokim Ptur, only in the Avir Rishus Arabim, then it couldn't become a Rishus Ayochid. For the same reason that the Kehle couldn't become a Karmeles or a Mokim Ptur, because it became bottom to Rishus Arabim. So it couldn't become a Rishus Ayochid either. So Memele will have to say that when do we say that a Kupe, a Kehle, that stands in the Rishus Ayochid, so is a Rishus Ayochid, I'm sorry, a coupe that is set up in the Rishus Arabi, has it in the Rishus Ayochid if the coupe, let's say, is 11 Tvachim High, 20 Tvachim High? So maybe it occupies space in the Avi of Mokim Ptur too. So you couldn't say that this Kele becomes bottle to Rishis Arabi. How could it become bottle to Rishis Arabi? The part of the Kele occupies space in the Mokim Ptur. How could it become bottle to the Rishis Arabi? And we couldn't say that part of the Kele up to Yitvochim becomes bottle to the Rishis Arabim. And the other part, not, that we couldn't say, so maybe the whole Kele doesn't become bottle. But suppose the whole Kele is just Yitvochim Mitzumtzum, not in Mashimo. So then it should be bottle to the Rishis Arabim. Now there's a Gemara Miforeshes. The Gemara says, this Gemara that we mentioned before, the Tesis mentioned, So that means that if it is Gavei Asoro Mitzumtzolis, it doesn't say Gavei Yisam Asoro. Gavei Asoro! So that means even if it's Gavei Asoro Mitzumtzolis, and it doesn't bulge above the other Rishus Arabi, above the other Rishus Arabi, so still it's Gevei Rishus Bifnei Atzmei. So we must say that even though a Kele becomes bottled to the Rishus Arabi, so it cannot be Gevei the Rishus of a Carmelis Bifnei Atzmei. It cannot constitute the Rishus of a Carmelis. It cannot constitute the Rishus of a Mokim Ptur. Masheinkin the Rishus of a Rishus Ayochid, which is constituted by virtue of Mechitzes, that even a Kele can be Kevea. So Mimele, so Hatre Kushili Duchte, so what did the Makshin want? I mean, what did the Makshin say? He said that Leime must listen to Leich Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yehude. So then the Talzer says, no, Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yehude is reference only to Lemaila Miyud, and the Mishnah is reference to Lemata Miyud. That means that the Makshin thought that the Mishnah is reference to Lemaila Miyud. But if Lemaila Miyud, how could the Mishnah say that he's Chayev, it's a Mokim Ptur? So he gives the Teretz, no. The Makshin said that the Mishnah deals with Lemaila Miyud, but the reason as to why it doesn't become a Mokim Ptur is because the Kele is not Kevei Rishus Bifnei Atzmei, it comes bottle to the Rishus Arabim, to the Rishus Arabim. So then we have to say that it doesn't accord with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehudah, because according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehudah, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehudah, it's Kevei, it even constitutes a Rishus Ayochid, it certainly should constitute a Mokim Ptur, it shouldn't be bottled for Rishus Arabim. So then Gemara gives the Teretz, no, the reason is why that Rabbi Yehudah can accord with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehudah too, but when does Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehudah say that it's Kevei Rishus Ayochid Bifnei Atzmei, where it occupies space Lemaila Miyud, so it cannot become bottle. But if it occupies space only in the other Rishus Arabim, so then it becomes bottle to Rishus Arabim. It cannot constitute a Rishus Ayochid. But we see from the Gemara that if the Kupe is Yutvochim Mitzumtzumeis, so it does not become bottle to the Rishus Arabim. So what's the Pshat in the Rashi? So we have to understand now, without this Rashi, but we have the Shita of Teisves and the other Rishenim, that a Kele becomes bottled to the Rishus Arabim. So then we should ask the Kashe, how about this Gemore? I mean, the Toiso Kupot, Posim Nachas Rishus Arabim, Goveya Yud Rechove Dalet, so it has a Din of Rishus Ayochid, but why should it have a Din of Rishus Ayochid? Why should it have a Din of Rishus Ayochid? A Kele should be bottled to the Rishus Arabim, it shouldn't be Kele Arishut. So without this Rashbo, we would say there is a difference between the Rishus of a Carmelis and the Rishus of a Mokim Ptur and the Rishus of a Rishus Ayochid, because the Rishus of a Rishus Ayochid is constituted from Mechitzes. So Memele, if you have Mechitzes, so you cannot say that the Rishus Arabim, that it becomes bottle to Rishus Arabim. If it has Mechitzes, so Memele it cannot become bottle. If it's a Rishus of a Carmelis or a Mokim Ptur, that is not constituted for mechitzes. So Memele, a Kele cannot be Kevei Rishus Bifnei Atzmei. Masha'in came where the Kele has mechitzes, so it can be Kevei even Rishus Arabim. That is the fact. But we see that this Rashbo does not agree with this one. No, so we have to say that Rashbo also agrees that with this warhead that there is a fundamental distinction between a rishus that is constituted through mechitzes and the rishus that is constituted through other facts like a mokitur or a kamel. But the reason as to why a rishus ayochid can be nikva, even the rishus arabim, it doesn't become bottle, is because of tesis lomdes that I mentioned just before. In other words, in the sugi of kaveres. So why does tesis say rechov shisho is poter? Shakaveres atzmo nasis rishus ayochid kishetaduach. We have a kizirik rishus ayochid der rishus arabim. So tesis shite is that when you have the rishus, when you park a car in the rishus arabim, so the car doesn't rest in the rishus arabim. The car always rests in its own rishus, just as you build a building in the rishus arabim. So you don't say that the building rests in the rishus arabim. The building rests in its own rishus. So every rishus ayochi, if you park it, let's say, in the rishus arabim, you set it up in the rishus arabim, so al pidin it's considered to be noch in its own rishus, as the Maral Nepok says, as his own swan. So Mimele, when can we say that? That we can only say, that where you have actual mechitzes. Mechitzes that are actual, that are visible to the eye. So then we say that the rishis ayochi, that is constituted by actual mechitzes. So Mimele, when it rests in its own rishis, not in the rishis arabi. So Mimele, we cannot say it should become bot, let's say. When you have a kupol with actual mechitzes, a box, that is govei aliyut, and it has actual tfanim, that are govei aliyut, that kupol. So Mimele, when you set it up in the rishus arabim, so then that kupol is not considered al pidin to be standing in the rishus arabim. It's considered to be resting in its own rishus. So Mela, how can it become bottled to the rishus arabim where it stands? It's not resting in the rishus arabim. When you park a car in the rishus arabim, so it's considered al pidin that the car is resting in its own rishus. Just as a building that is built in the rishus arabim is considered to be set up in its own rishus, not in the rishus arabim. So the car, when you park a car in the rishus arabim, it's considered to be set up in its own rishus, not in the rishus arabim. How can it become bottled to the rishus arabim? Masha'im came when you set up, let's say, a nomut. When you set up, a kele, that is less than you, So it's a mokibtur or a kamales. So that does not even, so suppose, even if you had a nomut, that is kiveya issues with the atzme. So it doesn't mean that when you set up a leveno, that is kiveya gimel, so it is a mokibtur, so it doesn't mean that leveno rests in the mokibtur. The leveno, even though the leveno itself is a mokibtur, or a kamales if it says dalet al dalet, but where is it considered to be resting? In the rishus arabim. So the mele, by kele, we say, since it rests in the rishus arabim, and it's not there for people to leave it there for very long, only for a moment, so for the duration of the time that it is there, so, and it rests in the rishus arabim, it becomes bottled to the rishus arabim where it rests. Masha'in kei, where it has actual mechitzes, not constructive mechitzes, that we consider it as if the mechitzes came down to the ground, but actual mechitzes. So then it's considered as resting in its own rishus. Why should it become bottled? Why should a kupo become bottled to the rishus arabim? Why should a kupo become bottled to the rishus arabim? It doesn't rest in the rishus arabim. Let's say you park a car, so it's the car is considered to be resting and to be set up in its own rishus, like a building that is built in the rishus arabim. It's considered to be set up in its own rishus. So the car that you park in the rishus arabim is considered to be set up and to be resting in its own rishus. So Mimele, so we cannot say that it becomes bottled to the rishus arabim because it's resting in its own rishus, not in the rishus arabim. Masha'in, so when can we say that if it has actual mechitzes? Masha'in ki by trust. So Rabbi Yisrael says that good achis mechitzes. What does it mean good achis mechitzes? If you have a nomud, and then you have, this is the omud, and then you put a trust for here on top, so we consider, he doesn't have mechitzes, so we consider the mechitzes of the different of the trust for go down. We consider it. We imagine as if it went down. But b'mtzias, it has no mechitzes. So there we cannot say that traspol is resting in its own rishus. When can we say that the Mishsayochi that is set up in the Mishsarabi is considered al pidim to be noch in its own reshus if it has actual mechitzes? But if it doesn't have its actual mechitzes, only constructive mechitzes, v'dach is mechitzes, we consider it as it goes down, but b'mtzias there are no mechitzes. So where is it resting? This amud and the trasko. It's resting in the Mishsarabi. It is a Mishsayochi. But where is this Mishsayochi resting? In the Rishis Rabin. If it's resting in the Rishis Rabin, so Mimele, it, so just as the Kele becomes bottled to the Rishis Rabin, it cannot be Kevea, the Rishus of the Talmudus or the Rishus of the Mechitul. So this Kele, the Trasko, that does not have actual Mechites, it only has constructive Mechites. We consider it as if it had a Mechite. So that is enough to give it a din of the Rishis Ayochi, but we cannot say that it rests in its own rishus. So Mimele, since it doesn't rest in its own rishus, so just as a Carmelis, just as a Kele that is set up in the Carmelis, he set up in the Rishus Arabim, becomes bottled to Rishus Arabim. So Mimele, this Trasko that is set up in the Rishus Arabim also becomes bottled to Rishus Arabim. But when does Rabbi Yisipa Rabbi Yudah say that he does not become bottled to Rishis Arabim? If the Trasko is L'mayla Miyud, so how can it become bottled? But in Achanami, if the Trasko will be Yud Mitzum Tzomis, not L'mayla Miyud, then Rabbi Yisipa Rabbi Yudah wouldn't say that it is constituted with Rishis Ayochi. Then, since it's a Kele, so it will become bottled to Rishis Rabin, just as a Kele becomes bottled to Rishis Rabin, and is not Keveya in Mokitu or Kamles, so it wouldn't be Keveya in Rishis Ayochid either, except where you have actual Mechitzes. So then, if you have actual Mechitzes, then it rests in its own Rishus, so it cannot become bottled to Rishis Rabin.